Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, it's festival season, we're well and truly in it. And for the first time ever, the comedy area at Electric Picnic will take place each day over the festival weekend. One of the many acts who will be performing in the tent is the esteemed, and indeed the comedian's comedian, some even say, comedian and actor, John Colleary, who joins me now. John, how are you?
Hello, John. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear. Where am I talking to you from, John? That you might be worried about the sound.
Yeah, I'm on the island of Kos. I'm on a week away with family. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Well, thanks.
And it's just got windy. It's just got windy there all of a sudden, which kind of made me feel a bit homesick.
Thanks for dialing in on your holidays, but I guess
that's all right.
You're
that's
always all right. Working, you know. And just for a bit of temperature one-upmanship, I was saying yesterday I was just back from Italy and it was 38 degrees, where, you know, Irish people were complaining about 26 degrees. What's the temperature on Kos now?
It's 32-ish, I think, okay. 31, 32. Every day it's been similar, 31, 32. It's lovely, yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, we better plug some stuff. I didn't... talk to you about
Greece.
Your holidays.
Let's plug Greece.
So listen, the EP, you've been at this many times,
yeah.
But comedy is going big at it this year, it seems. Like, so clearly there's a demand for, you know, people when they've watched gigs late into the night or whatever to come to the comedy tent over each day.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I mean, the lineup is amazing as well. And I mean, the Friday night you've got Deirdre O'Kane, and I mean, who better to kind of close out the Friday night than Deirdre. She's so brilliant, and it's just an appetite, John. There is a lot of it. There is a lot of comedy out there, a lot of comedians out there, and there's a lot of people, probably more than ever before, who just want to go to live comedy, which is absolutely brilliant, you know. And the Picnic is has always been one of those events as a comedian which is really good as well. It's a festival. I mean, it's got everything else going on, but it's really, really good for comics, like, and I've enjoyed every single time I've been there, and I've been there many, many times.
And you know,
so I just think there's more of an appetite, I guess. That's the answer, really.
Yeah, well, no, you didn't cut across me. I interjected before I let you get to the end of your sentence. So don't put yourself down, you know.
But interjection.
I did it again. I wonder about festival crowds because, and I speak with some experience, you know, you can occasionally enter a tent, like a comedy tent at a festival, and be in, let's say, an advanced state of refreshment. I mean, are festival crowds, can they be trickier to deal with because there's such a sense of, you know, people go away for 3 days and it's wild abandon?
Yeah. Well, I think, audience-wise, it's always really, really good, but it's just the fact that there's so much happening. Because I mean, if I'm doing a gig in a club somewhere in a theater, it's just that audience there, and they're there for that show. But if you're in the Picnic, there's 20 different things happening around the tent. You know what I mean? And that can be audiences want to go to everything, really. You know, so that can be a distraction. Rowdy. No, I don't find that at all. I find that any of the audiences I've performed to at the Picnic over the years have all been really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this. I gather that COVID was you were staring into the mirror a bit in terms of comedy. Is that right? You were kind of, you lost the joy of it maybe, or you were thinking, is this what I want to do?
I think I always wanted to do it, but I was looking at the practical, because COVID was so uncertain, you know, and like there was 2 years there, we didn't work. There was little bits and pieces that happened online and stuff like that, which was odd. I must go back and revisit that because there was just odd things that happened, as in doing gigs on Zoom calls, like, which was really weird. Really, really strange stuff. I remember doing a gig once with Al Foran, a great impressionist, great comedian. And we did a gig, and because we were on a Zoom call, the audience were on a webinar, and we couldn't see them or hear them.
Oh, God.
So we just did a gig to each other for 45 minutes, and we're just imagining a reaction. It was kind of weird, but that's another story. But to answer your question, I was really lucky. I mean, I was luckier than luck and lucky coming out of COVID, because I didn't know what I was going to do. And I'd moved out of Dublin back to where I'm from, living with my family up in North County Sligo. And I was kind of wondering about the logistics of it all. I was looking at being over 50 and going, what will I do? And then I got a call from Tommy Tiernan, and I went out on the road with Tommy for a year and a half. And I did openers for Tommy on his tour, which had been suspended due to COVID. And it just got, as it went on, it just got bigger and bigger. And we went all over the country a few times, and it was probably 16 months on the road. And I got out there to audiences again. And immediately, like, I was 2 weeks into doing openers for Tommy, and I was immediately going, oh God, I love this so much. This is so good. I couldn't have written a better comeback into it post COVID than this.
Yeah.
So I'm still eternally grateful to Tommy and his crew for that.
Yeah, and then I gather after that
changed it.
Yeah, you did your own show then. You were on the road with your own one-man show. I wonder about the opening act vibe. I've certainly heard musicians claim, man, avoid it if you can, because no one's there to see you. But, and I say that with every degree of respect, but I guess it's probably slightly different with a comedian. It's not as harsh. Like, I'm sure no one said, when's Tommy coming on? At least I hope they didn't.
no, they didn't. But it's a good question, and I think when I go to music, I go to a lot of music gigs, and I see the opening act, and I think, you know, some people are listening, some people are not. But it's different with comedy,
because
they're comedy fans and they go along, and people, especially with Tommy, right? People, Tommy's audience love Tommy. And I remember the feeling in the rooms was they were so, especially post-COVID, the excitement levels. I must tell you this, and it's something to kind of think back on. The excitement levels in those rooms post-COVID, because they hadn't been out for 2 years, was just like palpable.
Yeah.
And people were so excited to see Tommy. They were big fans of Tommy. And anything else to them, I felt, was a bonus. You know, you're walking out, they don't know who you are. You do a set, they have a laugh, and then it all works out, you know. And I was lucky enough to do so much of that with Tommy that I got exposed to huge audience, and I was able to go on and do a solo tour, you know, this will be the fourth one now, I think, 23, 24, 25. Yeah, 26. This will be the fourth solo tour that I'm doing this year.
Yeah.
So that started there. Yeah,
absolutely. And you're, once again, a headline act. Do you have a support act now?
I kind of try and change that up a bit. I will always have somebody, unless it's somewhere, unless there's circumstances that don't allow it, but I'll always have somebody. And I don't stick to a formula with that. I just think about it each town, wherever I'm going, what I'm doing, who I'm talking to at the time and stuff. And I just try and get someone to come and do, because it's really great to have someone along with you as well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really, just
the company alone.
Crack, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
Why do I see you often described as the comedian's comedian? What do you think that means? I mean, it's a compliment, but what do you think that means? Is it just you're uber funny, or you have a type of humor that only comedians get? Or clearly not, though, because you fill out places. So
I don't know. I don't really know. I mean, I've just been around the scene for quite a long time, and I know a lot of people, and I've done every gig, every club gig ever in the country. And just met a lot of heads and had a lot of crack, and just there's a lot of great people that I've just worked with, and I feel very flattered by that term, and I'll take it as a positive totally, but I'm not entirely sure what it means, but it feels good.
Yeah,
it feels good,
and it should.
And I was just thinking of something else there, John. I know I just wanted to go back to was I was actually. At the very first, before I did stand-up, well, I was actually doing stand-up at the time, just about started, but I used to work backstage for mostly MCD events back in the day. And I was working on the very first Picnic. I was actually, the first Picnic was 2004.
Right.
And it was one day. And I was just thinking of that today because I was looking back at it. And I remember going, working backstage, and it was Groove Armada, I think, and the guy, the Welsh band, what are they called? Super Furry Animals, and the Detroit Cobras, and one day, one stage, 10,000 people. And there was a comedy tent. There was a comedy tent populated by Après Match, Des Bishop, and Tommy Tiernan. And I was thinking of that today and this phone call and all that stuff coming full circle, and the kind of where it started with the picnic with me and where it is now, and the Tommy, you know, working with Tommy for those couple of years. And I just feeling, I guess I'm feeling grateful, John.
Steady on now. Steady on. In circles
I'm on
we
holidays.
Move. Yeah, I guess that's it. You're not in an advanced state of refreshment now. Sure you're not. No, it's far too early.
No, I've had two bottles of water, but I'm all right.
Tell me this. You've probably never done an interview where the savage eye hasn't come up, and this will be no exception.
Oh, yeah.
But we, you know, people adore that show. They'd love to see it back and everything. But is it, I can't help thinking, it was of its time in that you probably couldn't make it now, maybe because of the pile-on from social media. But you tell me, it was partially your show with Mr. McSavage. So what's your take on that now?
That's an interesting one. I don't really know, because the thing was the thing, and the thing had its own dynamic. So I don't know if you could, I don't know whether... There would be a bit of a, if you went at it the same way, but I mean, we went at that at the time, for the time and in the present tense at the time for how things were then. So I think that if we went at it again, it would probably change slightly and there'd be a few detours and a few different takes on stuff. You could even kind of revisit characters that may have, you know, may have said and done things that you may not say and do now. You could even revisit that and maybe have them do something different, or make them aware of it, make them self-aware of the time they're in as opposed to the time where they came from, which isn't that long. I mean, it's only like, it sounds like forever ago, but it's not like 10 years, 12 years ago we did the last one or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But things change real fast. But I think, to be honest, like TV has changed, and TV has changed in the way it commissions and produces. So I don't know audience wise if there's an audience for it, for a show like that. I don't know. I don't know who, you know, people watch stuff and consume stuff in so many different ways now. But I will say this, and I will say this, if you let me finish, Jack, I will say this, that there is so much material now. There's so much stuff. And I mean, there's people like your man over in the States with the big head in him. He's writing his own comedy, that lad.
Yeah.
He's actually putting comedy out of business by you couldn't, like the phrase "you couldn't write it" applies to that fella.
Yeah.
Well, but there is a lot of material. Yeah. That's all I'll say.
Absolutely. Well, look, watch this space for possible return of Savage. Yeah. I'm putting words in your mouth there. You didn't say there was going to be one.
No.
However, if you do want to see John Colleary, he will be at this year's Electric Picnic in the Comedy Tent, which is running for 3 days. He is the comedian's comedian. We're not sure why, but we're both going to take it. John, a pleasure to talk to you.
They keep me in a little box and they take me out and put me up on stage. But I'll also, just one more thing, John, if you don't mind, I'm doing a couple of solo shows very soon. I'm doing one in Tala next Friday. That's the 21st of August.
Okay.
In the Civic Theatre. Very much looking forward to that. And one in Drogheda in the TLT on the 25th of September. So those two shows are coming up, the first two of the tour. So just wanted to give them a shout out.
Fantastic. Well, may the comedy road rise to you. Thanks a lot, John.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.